Blog Talk Radio.
That this would be a blessing to you as we
communicate via blog, radio. We also would like to take the time to just to thank you again for tuning in. It definitely is a blessing when brothers and sisters come together and dwell together in unity and in spirit. And I pray that this Bible interactive is a blessing to you as well as it is to us. So we do thank you over and over and over again. We're going to have prayer. Then we're going to go into our scriptures as we normally do for those of you tuning in for the first time. If you are tuning in for the first time by internet, if you would like to call in, it's 347-237-4054, and you connect it to our line. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted. We pray that for those that know you and those that do not. Lord, we just ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless those, Heavenly Father, who are going through some trying times, the sick and afflicted. We pray, Father, for those who are having difficulty finances. We pray for an increase of finances, Father. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, that those who are lacking food in their homes, Heavenly Father, that you would provide for them. Lord, Father, we ask for physical as well as spiritual guidance as we move forward on our journey, Father. Let us grow in faith. We just ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 To this afternoon, we are discussing faith that believes. Faith that believes. In our first scripture, we start off with, we discuss in faith that believe is Genesis 17:5. Genesis 17:5. Amen. And the scripture says, neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for father of many nations have I made you. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for father of many nations have I made you. The name of Abraham literally signifies a high or exalted father. And from the preceding, only, if you notice, there's only one letter that has been changed, and this may appear to be something that that may be we look at as being just one letter from a person who is or a father who has many to many nations. From many to many nations, and Abraham at that time was the patriarch of that group during that time. And God says, he's changing your name from Abraham, from Abram to Abraham. I feel like I'm really need to wake up or get it together as we go through this. So I'm going to need a little help. If you have an opportunity, please tune in, call in, rather, and stuff that you can discuss this with me. So I'm not just speaking, the only one speaking. And again, we're talking about a name change. And when I look at that, think about that, Abram to Abraham. Think about how God has changed our name. When we accepted Christ and we left that old man and became new, the name that we were given. And you know God has a purpose for each one of our lives. He has a true purpose for each one of our lives. And I think about the name that he has given us as we move forward and be about his business. Kingdom builders. What name has he given us? What name has he given you? What name has he given me? Amen? Knowing that we are heirs of God. We are his children. We are heirs of God. And God loves us also. He's given us a new name. He's given us a new command. There's a new command that we have, that we are to be a witness for him. Amen? We are to be a witness for him. We are a light to the world. So when others see us, they don't see us in the flesh, but they see Jesus Christ. Amen? And that if we're walking, by faith, if we're walking our journey for the Lord, if we are obedient to the Lord, and you know we all we make mistakes, and there are challenges that we have, but God is such a loving and forgiving God, and he looks at our heart. He looks at our heart. He knows exactly what we're thinking before we even think it. Amen? So we're looking at a faith that believes. Faith that believes. I'm looking at that title, Faith That Believes. Now think about the things that we believe in the natural. The type of faith that we have in the natural. The faith of knowing that we're going to get paid for our job. Amen? The faith of knowing that when we sit down at on a chair, that chair is going to hold us. Automatically, we assume that. And God wants us in a position that our faith does not waver. That we know that God is going to work whatever it is that we're going through. He's going to work it out. Amen? And that's what God wants us. Knowing without a shadow of a doubt that everything is going to be okay. Amen? A faith that believes. Moving on to the next scripture, we are at Numbers 13:30. And we try to give an opportunity for you to search scripture, to locate the scripture that we're getting ready to read so that we can all be on one accord. And I'm not just reading, or Sister Suzanne is reading, and you're still trying to search for, you know, for that scripture. Amen? And then we also try to make sure that we don't have a lot of dead time on it as well. So, you know, please be patient with us if we're moving too fast or too slow. Amen? And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Now, when he's looking at this, Caleb is looking at a land that is occupied by giants. They were strong and they were giants in this land. But God spoke to Caleb and said, "Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." And when I think about giants, something that's great, I'm thinking about giants in terms of the applicable life. A giant, something that's a giant in our lives that it appears that we cannot handle, or something that is huge in our life, or something that may be going on in our life, and we're looking at it like there's no way that we can overcome that. There's no way that we can become victorious over that. Amen? There's no way. And I'm looking at this scripture, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. And that's what we are to do as men and women of God. Amen? Whatever that obstacle is, we look at it. Well, first of all, the key is he stilled the people. That means that they became still. They became still at that moment. And then he spoke, let us go up at once and possess it. That means that whatever obstacle that you're going through, that you may go through a moment of stilling. And you know what God says, be still and know that I am God. You may be going through a moment of stillness. So that means that you or me or whomever, we are to focus on God. We are to be still and focus on God. But let me also say that as we are still at that time, then we are repenting of our sins, and we are praying. We are repenting of our sins, and we are praying to God for his help, praying to God for his guidance, praying to God for his strength. That's that still time, that meditation with God. Then after that's done, and God has spoken to you, then we get up, and we go and overtake that obstacle. As it says here, it's talking about possessing a land. But I'm talking about possessing or overtaking that obstacle that's in your life. Amen? That obstacle is strong. That obstacle appears like a giant obstacle. But to God, it's not big at all. In our eyesight, big. But in God's eyesight, it's not. Moving on to Numbers 14:6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes. And I want to key on one piece there. Tore their clothes. And we're looking at Numbers 14:6, 7, 8, and 9. And let me just read them through first, and then we'll discuss. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were of them that searched the land, tore their clothes. Verse 7, and they spoke unto thee and to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we possessed through to search it, it is exceedingly good land. Verse 8, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Verse 9, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Amen. So when we are looking at this, I want to look at when it says they tore their clothes. That's a symbolism of repentance. The tearing of garments was a symbolic way of showing grief, anger, repentance at that time. But we, in the New Testament, we no longer need to tear our garments to symbolically show this kind of anger or grief or repentance at that time. Jesus made the sacrifice for us. Amen? And we are able to tear open our hearts to him. I don't believe anyone in the New Testament ripped their garments in grief because Jesus was here with us. Amen? Hallelujah. So, from the old to the new, we don't have to go through that anymore. Jesus has already paid the price. He has already paid the price. He has already won the victory for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Please, if you have comments that you would like to make as we're going through this, please make a comment. I mean, if you push number one, and I'm looking at 386, area code 803. If you push number one, if you want to make a comment, and a red microphone will show on my monitor, and that gives you an opportunity to make a comment. Amen? Okay, here we are. And we're talking about tearing of the garment. That was a symbol of repentance. And Joshua, at that time, they were looking at this land which was overcome by giants. And God said, fear not. Fear not. Because he's saying that their defense has departed from them. Their defense. They have no defense against the Lord. God has just disbanded that defense. Fear not. Amen? For the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Now let me take it on over into the obstacles of our life. Whatever obstacle that you may be going through, fear not. God is saying, fear not. Do not fear. Do you know that fear is a sin? God does not want us to fear anything but him. Amen? He does not want us to fear anything but him. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of knowing the Lord, knowing his power, knowing his strength. So God is saying, I mean, here I'm looking at in terms of everyday life, we are not to fear the obstacles that we're going through. If that obstacle looks like a giant, we have the authority to be able to speak to that mountain and say, be removed. To speak to that obstacle and say, be removed. Amen? We have the authority to do that. But God has required us to be obedient to his laws, to be obedient to his laws. He has set a law that we are to follow. And when we follow those laws as best as we can, then we have a closer personal relationship with God. So we're looking at this in terms of faith, that belief, believing that God can do anything but fail. Amen? Believing it, without a shadow of a doubt, believing it. Moving on to our scripture again, for those of you that's tuning in, if you want to tune in, 347-237-4054, and the topic is faith that believes. Amen. Faith that believes. Joshua 6:10. And Joshua had commanded the people, so we're going Joshua 6:10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. Amen? So here, of course, we know in terms of, you know, walking, when Joshua was walking around the wall and, you know, and they were blowing, you know, the horns, the priests were blowing the horns at that time, and at that one time, they gave one loud shout all together, and it was all timely, and it was anointed at that time, and the walls fell down. The walls fell down. And so Joshua, what he's saying here is, you shall not shout. So there is a time in each and every one of our lives. We have to wait on God to give us the signal before we move forward. Before we move forward, we have to wait on God. And here, Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. And that's when the Lord spoke to him and said, now it's time. And when that time came, they all shouted at one time. And things began to happen. And I think that's what happens in our lives, is we don't wait on God. Sometimes we move or we operate in the flesh and not the spirit, waiting on God. That's that meditation piece that we talked about earlier, taking time to wait on God, spending some quiet time, some silent time with God, allowing him to speak to our hearts, to speak to our spirits, to give us guidance before we are supposed to move, or before we should move, amen, in his name. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:29. Then whatsoever prayer or whatsoever supplication shall be made with any man or by all your people, Israel, when each one shall know his own affliction and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house. 2 Corinthians 30:30, then hear from heaven your dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know. Verse 31, that they may fear you to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you gave unto our fathers. Whatsoever prayer, whatsoever supplication shall be made by any man, by all the people of Israel, that they shall know his own affliction and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house. Knowing whatever prayer, whatever supplication, whatever that we are dealing with at that time, knowing whatever affliction that we may be going through, there that we are to repent. We are to repent before God. We are to repent. And the Old Testament, they told it. We are to repent. Amen. I am looking at what's going on with this radio. I'm thinking that we're going to end up getting cut off early. I think there was a misjudgment in terms of the time. I think it was rather than 30 minutes. I think I put 60 minutes. Please, 60 minutes. So we are cut off. Please forgive me. I think I paid that. Going to cut off in 60 seconds. Amen. And if we do, I do apologize for it. We are Isaiah 19:14. The Lord has mixed a perverse spirit in the midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. We look at perverse spirit. A spirit of perverseness is something, a spirit that it's almost like a drunk man that's drunk, that cannot figure out what direction or what it's supposed to do. Okay? And doing this, a perverse spirit is, you know, those are spirits that are just almost responding like someone that's intoxicated, don't know what it's doing. A spirit that's not of God, amen, a spirit that is not of God, anyway, going any which way or whatever direction it chooses, all right, but without any direction, amen. And I am going to have to apologize on this Bible study this evening. Again, I'm thinking about what I did, and I'm looking at it was for 30 minutes. It's normally 60 minutes from 7 to 8, and I think I made that error in terms of putting 30 minutes in the box for this evening. So that I do apologize for that, and please forgive me for that. Amen. It's cut off because it's saying that we have maybe about 10 seconds left. But you know what? Even though that is happening like this, God is good. God is good. I'm praying that, you know, just a little bit of time that we've had together, that you've, you know, received something. You have received something. I am going to, please, if you give me a few minutes, I am going to try to go back in and see if I can add another 30 minutes. So you may receive, you may get a delay, of time. Amen. You may get a delay of time, and that's because of the amount of time that I put in the box for this evening. Any callers, any comments, any callers? Any comments? Full of free. Do you have, are you still online?
I can still hear you.
You can still hear me? I don't know why it's saying that I only have 30 seconds left for the recording. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, if you can still hear me, I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
803, are you still able to hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. We're going to move on. We are at Proverbs 16:23, so we're going to move on.
It's echoing.
Until the 8 o'clock hour. Amen. Proverbs 16:23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, adds learning to his lips. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. And this piece, looking at in terms of a wise heart, what's in our heart comes out of our mouth. What's in our heart comes out of our mouth. If we have a hardened heart, that's going to come out of our lips. Pleasant words that come out of our lips means that our heart is, as the Bible says, is as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So what's in our heart, the heart of a wise teaches his mouth. If the heart is the heart, God looks at our heart. God looks at our heart. Amen. 403, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm still listening. I'm listening. It's saying that it's not recording.
Right, it's not recording.
Okay, let me move. And I'm just wondering why you able to, why you able to.
Because we're on the call. We're on the phone. And as we're on the phone, it's like that reverb, the echo.
Okay, let me go through this. If I go through this, what if I can? What? Allow me to be.
John, I can't understand. It's echoing. I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know why it's doing that.